Welcome to The Ralph Report with Ralph Garman.
Hey there, boys and girls. It is me, Ralph. Welcome to The Ralph Report for a Friday. As you may be able to tell in my voice, I am not well. When I first started this and I talked to my wife about it, I said, I wonder how sick I will have to be where I won't be able to pull my shit together and put a show up. And now I know exactly how sick. It is now about 1:30 in the morning, and I've been up all night with some vicious kind of stomach flu or a bug or whatever it is. It's been coming out of both ends, fever, shakes, the whole nine yards. So it is with my deepest apologies that I am not able to put together an entire Ralph Report for this Friday. I hope you guys can appreciate that I wanted to rally and make it happen, and I just cannot do it. So it is with apologies that I'm just signing on right now to not leave you hanging and play for you the last segment of my interview with David Mandel, who, of course, we've been talking to all week. He is currently the showrunner on Veep, one of the best comedies on television ever. And we wrap up our conversation with him this week talking about that. So I'm going to play you the final chapter of my interview with David Mandel. As always, you two-star generals and above will be getting the complete interview later on this weekend. It's really a real bonus this week because there's a whole chunk we didn't get to play on the regular show about him directing Eurotrip and what that was like for him. So you'll get that this weekend. Again, it is with apologies that I cannot pull my shit together for you today and get you the rest of the segments that you've come to know and love here on The Ralph Report, but I will, I promise, be back on Monday, fresh as a daisy. So I'm going to play you David Mandel right now, and then I will be back to wrap things up in, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. Talk to you then. And then we jump forward to what I think, I mean, it's amazing given your resume and your history, all the times you've had to come on board projects that were already working, and in, like in the case of Seinfeld, already this phenomenon. Then when you take over for Veep and you follow in the footsteps of Armando Iannucci, who is
incredible.
Incredible.
Really funny, yep.
And you step in. The expectation there, I think, must have been as big as anything you've ever faced. And I might be wrong. You might have taken it in stride. But when I heard the news, and I knew you a little bit just through Kevin, I was like, God bless him. I wish him all the best because I would be, I think, afraid to step in and take over that.
It's funny. The good news is my head didn't go there. I know that sounds crazy.
That's great. No,
I know it sounds crazy.
That's amazing.
I was a fan of the show. I knew Julia a bit. We started chatting. You know, everything was very friendly vis-a-vis Armando. You know, I would never have wanted to like anything if anything was off in terms of that.
No, apparently it was his choice and he was going with, go with my blessings, keep going.
And he and I spoke and then on the phone, and then I ended up flying to London and met him later, you know, whatever. So, you know, all of that part of it was great. But I didn't really think twice about it. The only time I thought about it was we were about to start shooting and they won the Emmy that year. And I remember they won that Emmy on like a Sunday. And on that night, I was like, oh, God. And all I could think of was, I guess I rationalized it. And I said, well, at least they got one.
So at least, you know, I can't take that away.
Yeah, at least they got it. And if we, you know, because when we, you know, we're never going to get another one. And at least they got one. And I didn't ruin their chances. That's honestly where my head went.
And it was at a unique point in the storyline as well when you took over.
Well, I think
over,
he, in a great way, and I mean, I you know, you don't know, obviously, if he'd left at a different time. In a weird way, he wrote it into such a crazy corner, the Thai election.
Yeah.
It was such a prison, if you will, that it was an exquisite place to take over because it allowed the show to change. Mm. It had to change because of the way he had sort of trapped me, for lack of a better word. You know what I mean? And I love that kind of thing. I always love it in comic books, like when creative teams switch over. And there's like, you know, there's a famous one where like when like Brian Bendis left Daredevil. I don't know if you were reading Daredevil at the time. Yeah. And he put Matt Murdock, Daredevil, in prison.
Yes.
And so the next guy is like, oh, I'm...
Thanks.
Right, but in a great way, though. Like, I can do something with this. And that's what was so exciting, because it was sort of like... If he had simply, she won or she lost, yeah, show would have been fine. But the tie allowed me to go, okay, what does this tie mean? What can we do with that?
Right.
Well, here's how I start researching the Constitution, talking to people. Here's one way of doing it. But if there's a recount, what if this? And so all of a sudden these ideas just start, you know, sort of springing forth. It wasn't until we aired. So now jump ahead almost a full year.
Right, yeah.
We air, you know, in the spring, and the episodes air and the reviews are very nice. And they're so effusive, some of them, I'd start to go, oh, they really thought we were going to suck. And that's that's when it fully hit me. Oh, everyone thought this was going to be awful.
Their expectations were so low
that these reviews are almost too good, because it's so clear they had to throw out the review they'd already written about how I ruined Veep.
That's
and that put
funny.
A little bit of a smile on my face, but it was the moment I went, oh, I see. I was supposed to fuck it all up. And by the way, I can find you, I'm sure, a bunch of people on Reddit that will tell you how bad
well,
I screwed it up.
You can find that anywhere exactly. about anything. But I think the fact that the reviews and the fan... opinion continued to be so positive is proof positive that you guys did amazing work after the fact of that changeover.
You know, to Armando's credit and obviously his team, I mean, it's such an amazing cast. I mean, you'd have to be a pretty terrible writer to like not make those people funny. You almost have to like, it's almost like you have to like, you know, sometimes like getting nothing right in like a football pool is almost as hard as getting everything wrong.
True.
You know, as getting everything right.
You're right.
You know what I mean? It's a skill unto itself. It's like, I mean, these people make things that are not funny funny. So you'd have to be so negative funny to make them not funny. It would, you know, it would be crazy. But
all
yeah.
that is true. But I think you are dismissing the fact that, and I'm one of these people. I think the show even went to another level after the changeover happened.
I appreciate
and it's
that.
It's largely to your credit and your staff and the people you put together. That I mean, her mother dying. I mean, I can't remember a better hour of television, comedy television, than that particular episode, because of all the things that were happening all at the same time. It was remarkable.
Well, again, I do appreciate that. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of it. And honestly, I guess for me, it was the advantage of there's things you can do, you know, in the fifth season of a show.
Yeah.
You can't kill the mom, season one. I don't know what that show is.
Right.
But we had these sort of 4 years of not just goodwill, but also of like learning not just enough about these characters that I think the moment was there to start, you know, dare I say, digging a little deeper into who they were as people
right.
after the 4 years of just simply it's a show about the office of the vice presidency. And so to kind of dig into her emotionally as she's going through this emotional crisis, it, you know, it was that's where I wanted to take it. That's what I wanted to do with it. And it was different, but the foundations were there. And
yeah.
so, you know, for me, it was trying to not, if I tried to write Armando's show, it would have just been awful. If I tried to do my impression of exactly what he was doing,
yes.
I was trying to do my version of what he was doing, and I was, you know, very happy with where it went.
Yeah, you're telling your stories with those characters,
right, exactly,
instead
yeah.
of trying to do a carbon
and
copy.
And some of them, by the way, you know, and I always say this, some of the stuff is, as a fan of the show, as somebody who watched, you know, the first four seasons, some of these were things that I was thinking based on watching, like where I watched it and kind of went, oh, whatever happened to, like, you know, Mike was trying to have a baby. They didn't have it, but what if they're now trying to, you know, so
right.
some of these were just things like as a fan, these were kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better word, questions I wanted answered. And then obviously things like, you know, and again, we already talked a little, well, I guess we, you know, the Bizarro is a little bit, but I love the clip show too. I love playing with format. So the chance to kind of do the documentary episode,
yeah, that's great.
You know, and do some of these sort of more interesting things within it and break format, it's my favorite thing in the world. Again, it's hard to do season one, except on Clerks. You can do the second episode, and we see how well that worked. But But you know what I mean? The chance to kind of do this, like, you know, this documentary episode and things like that, or some of like this, the second season where we did like some of the flashbacks, the kind of Godfather 2 flashbacks. I love that kind of stuff.
If you're a fan of television and film, I think that gives an extra level of enjoyment to a product sometimes when you can see
people playing. I don't think you have to sit there and go like, I get every reference, but I think it's like the fact that it's not what you were expecting in a very different way. Right. So, yeah.
Well, I've taken up enough of your time.
This has
been a remarkable career you have, and you're still a young man, and you're still out there kicking ass. And for comedy fans like myself and the people who listen to this show, it is a real pleasure to get a chance to talk to you about some of the things you've worked on.
Thank you. And I should say a real pleasure, and thank you, honestly, because when we were doing the Ralph McQuarrie book and everything.
I mean, your geek cred is almost as strong as your comedy cred.
We try,
And again, if people could see this room, they would know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, for those of you who don't know, the Ralph McQuarrie book of art, that coffee table book that David put together, is, if you're a Star Wars fan, it's a must get. So I don't know if they're still available. There was a limited number.
No, right? I think they're on Amazon.
So go buy that.
Yeah, go buy it. That's right.
Thank you so much, David.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you.
All right, kiddies, that ends my conversation with Dave Mandel for this week. On Monday, I will be talking to you from Cleveland, Ohio. This is the first time we're going to try to do a Ralph Report from the road, because Kevin Smith and I are going to Cleveland, Ohio to perform Hollywood Babylon on Monday night. So I will be in Cleveland on Sunday, and I will put out a Ralph Report for you Monday morning from Cleveland, and then another one Tuesday morning before I get on the plane to come home. So the next couple shows are going to be from Cleveland, Ohio. How exciting is that? And right now, I'm going to say goodbye to you, wish you a great weekend. Whatever you do, play safe out there, kids. I'm going to crawl back into bed. I think I need to hang over the toilet for a bit first before I do. But know that I really feel bad that I let you down and wasn't able to put together a show for you today. But it gives me motivation to be that much more on point on Monday. I will talk to you then. I love you. I mean it. Bye.